How generous are you? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Monday, and God wants us to remember that nothing can happen to us that God and we together cannot handle. I know that sounds easy, but it's true. Just because it sounds easy doesn't mean it's not true. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would surely like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, Friend, I think that it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. I mean, that's the whole basis of our faith, isn't it? That we have a God. If God cares for the sparrows of the air and the lilies of the field, He cares for us. All the hairs on our head are numbered. How about this one? All the breath. The number of breaths that we will take in our life is already counted by God. Psalm 139 says that so clearly. Lord, you probe me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You scrutinize my thoughts from afar. With my every way you are familiar. Before I was knit in my mother's womb, you knew me and called me by name. That's pretty powerful. Can you do that? Can you trust God so you can have a good day, a good week, a good month, a good year, a good life? I didn't say easy. I said good. Yeah, you're going to have a cross to carry. We all have a cross to carry. But it will never be heavier than we can carry. And when we doubt that, we only doubt it because we don't know how much we can carry. But God, who knows us through and through, God knows how much we can carry. And you know what? God loves a cheerful giver. And that's what today's program is all about. Remember how I asked you at the beginning of the program, how generous are you? Well, let's start with the scripture passage. We're going to go to Luke's Gospel. We're going to go to chapter 6, verses 36 to 38. And here's what is written. Then he, that's Jesus, rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed on, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Okay, so now we have to talk a little bit about the culture of Jesus, okay? And really, the clothing of the people in the Middle East, the women, that clothing hasn't changed significantly, okay? Long, warm robe, perhaps with an apron. I remember when I visited Israel, we went out to see how the nomads lived, the people who journeyed around, lived in tents, okay? And how did the people back then carry flour or other things? Well, they would often have it in their apron. So there's that image Jesus is. Listen to it again. A good measure, pressed down, so we're going to shake it down to get as much in the apron as we can. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over, we're trying to get as much as we can, will be poured into your lap. Picture that. Try to imagine that. Be poured into your lap, and here comes the critical sentence. For the measure you measure with will be measured back to you. Okay. Somebody once said that there are three types of givers in our world. The flint, the sponge, and the honeycomb. If you want anything out of the flint, you have to hit it. You'll get something, but you'll get it with sparks. If you want anything out of the sponge, you squeeze it. And the more you squeeze the sponge, the more you'll get. But the honeycomb, well, the honeycomb just overflows with honey. I like that description because I mean, in my life, and you probably have experienced it in your life, there's people like that. There's people, you know, you have to almost hit them to get anything out of them. And what little they give with sparks and complaints and whining. Then there's the sponge, you know. You squeeze them. You have to squeeze them hard to get anything out of them. But the honeycomb, they're not real plentiful, the people who are like a honeycomb. But when they give generously. They give without counting the cost. They give us a statement of faith that God cannot be outdone in generosity. You know, there are certain statements that describe what a Christian believes. You know, the whole thing about trusting that God will never abandon us. That's fundamental to our faith. That those who die with Christ will rise with Christ. Another fundamental principle of our faith. Now, this one is also a fundamental principle of our faith, and that is, God cannot be outdone in generosity. Have you ever tested that? Remember, where there is no risk, there is no faith. Have you ever tested that? Have you ever given till it hurts? Have you ever given beyond your means? And the first reason we do that is an act of faith. The second reason is because there's a great need. But the first reason is because we believe that God will be good to us. I'm not saying dollar for dollar. I'm just saying that the generosity of God is so great that we can never be more generous than God. Are you generous with your time? Are you generous with your talents? Are you generous with your finances? Do you hoard? Are you afraid? Is it me, 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 me? What about me? What about my needs? What about my happiness? What about my comfort? You see how that sounds so unchristian? This scripture passage that I shared with you today, given it will be given to you. I didn't say that. I didn't write that. Luke is quoting Jesus Christ. Given it will be given to you. What will be given to you? A close personal relationship with Jesus? Eternal life? And even here on earth, a peace the world cannot give, a joy that no one can take away. This is not something that we can take or leave. This is not optional. This is not one of those optional things. This is fundamentally part of what it means to be a Christian. It's part of our job description. That we give generously. We give because we want to show the whole world that we really do follow Jesus Christ. That famous quote by Mahatma Gandhi, who was studying Christianity, he said he had a great, great love for Jesus and for what Jesus taught, but the Christians drove him crazy. He was seriously considering becoming a Christian. But, you know, he just met so many Christians who didn't act like they were Christians. Didn't follow the most simplest teachings of Jesus. I mean, we're all in danger of living our lives that way, aren't we? Because we had a bad experience. Because of all the news in the media telling us there's going to be a scarcity of this, a scarcity of that. You got to look out for number one. You have to be comfortable. You know, all the commercials, pamper yourself, pamper yourself. Is that what a follower of Jesus Christ does, is pamper herself, pamper himself? So I'm asking you today, how generous are you? And I'm not talking just about your family. We all have a tendency to be generous to our loved ones and friends. How generous are you to strangers? Yeah, you have to be cautious of how you spend your money on on charitable causes, that they have to be legitimate and bona fide, and the money really has to get to the people they say it's supposed to go to. But nonetheless, how generous are you? Make that decision today. It'll involve a risk. You're either going to be the flint, or the sponge, or the honeycomb. And I think the honeycombs have the best chance of going to heaven. Because it's the honeycombs who best imitate Jesus Christ. Because no greater love does a person have than to lay down his life for his friends, Jesus said. Our prayer partners today, I want you to pray for emergency room staff. I mean, they often deal with life and death situations. Would you pray for them, the nurses, the doctors, the support personnel? I mean, the emergency rooms, I was there enough times taking my mother to the emergency room. Please pray for the people. May they have, in the face of so many problems, still great compassion and understanding and patience. Today's food for thought comes from T.S. Eliot. T.S. Eliot, the great writer. He says, the greatest sin is to do the right thing for the wrong reason. Now, that's food for thought. So when you are generous with your resources, make sure you do it for the right reason. Because being generous is the right thing to do, but you don't want to do it for the wrong reason, to get applause, for people to recognize you, to people just sing your praises. That's not the right reason. Today's attempt to make a smile or laugh is submitted by a woman named Catherine Moore. It's a true story. She writes, I love the email back and forth with our medical transcriptions trainees from India. They use such beautiful flowery language. For example, with God's grace and you at the helm, I will endeavor to succeed on the road to perfection. That was written by one man when he sent his work to me. I responded to him with a thank you and then three pages of corrections, which elicited another email from him. He wrote, I see the road to perfection is longer than anticipated. Well, thank God he could have a sense of humor about all the mistakes he made and learning how to do his job. Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. Send me your prayers. I promise I'll be your prayer warrior, storm heaven with you and for you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. No charge, comes out 6 times a year. You can send me a check to keep my hospital in Oaxaca, Mexico open for the very poor and sick. Make the check out to TASH. It stands for the Anacetar Hospital. Send it to me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Also, if you're comfortable using the internet, you can visit my website at fatherscott.com, spell out father, and I think you'll enjoy my website. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.